No matter whether you are young or old, we have all experienced pain in our lives. Pain and suffering are a part of life. However, is there a way to turn these sufferings into happiness? Well, indeed there is, and Padre Pio teaches us how. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel Following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. Today's profound insights are drawn from the book Padre Pio's Spiritual Direction for Every Day by Gianluigi Pasquale. Within its pages, we encounter a letter written by Padre Pio to his spiritual director, Father Benedetto. In this letter, Padre Pio describes the pain he is experiencing. Yet, amid his suffering, Padre Pio does not feel distressed. In fact, he claims to be happy. This particular letter was written in Pretlcina in 1910, the same year Padre Pio became a priest and received mysterious pains in his hands and feet, known as the invisible stigmata. Here's what he wrote. "My dear Father, with God's will, I still feel sick. But what affects me the most are these strong, jabbing pains in my chest. At times, they cause me so much sorrow and suffering that it seems like my chest and back are breaking." Now, I'm sure we can all agree that sounds excruciating. But listen what he says next. "But Jesus does not cease to gradually alleviate my sufferings and to speak to my heart. Oh yes, my Father, how good Jesus is to me. Oh, what precious moments these are. It is happiness. I do not know how to compare it. It is happiness that the Lord only lets me taste in tribulation." He then continues, "In these moments, more than ever, the whole world oppresses and hates me. Yet I desire nothing more than to love and to suffer. Yes, my Father, amid many sufferings, I am happy because I seem to hear my heart beating with Jesus." Let's take a moment to ponder Padre Pio's profound revelation. He speaks of a mysterious union with Jesus, a deep intertwining of his own suffering with that of Christ. It is as if his own suffering becomes a means of sharing in Jesus' suffering. This union is so profound that Padre Pio perceives the world's oppression and hatred, echoing Jesus' own words to his disciples, warning them of the world's animosity towards those who follow him. Padre Pio's experience resonates with this truth. Yet, amidst this profound connection through suffering, Padre Pio finds a source of happiness. He perceives his heart beating in unison with Jesus. This unity, though born of suffering, brings a profound sense of closeness to the Savior, who promises peace to his disciples. Padre Pio further writes, "I am subject to many temptations, but I do trust divine providence to not let me fall into the insidious bonds. It is true that Jesus often hides, but that does not matter. I will try, with his help, to always remain with him, as he assures me they are not matters of abandonment, but, in fact, games of love." Padre Pio's acknowledgement that Jesus may sometimes seem hidden speaks to the mysterious ways in which God works in our lives. He reminds us that these experiences are not abandonment, but opportunities to prove our loyalty and love. Padre Pio then concludes, expressing his desire to conform to God's will. "Oh, how I long in these moments to have someone to help me alleviate the fears and the flames that move my heart. and may God grant me charity to answer as he wishes and not to displease him." And with that, Padre Pio concludes the letter. In our journey through life, we often encounter pain and suffering, aspects of existence we naturally seek to avoid. Yet, as exemplified by Padre Pio, these trials can serve as opportunities for spiritual growth and deeper connection with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By offering our pain to Jesus and embracing devotion to His Sacred Heart, especially amidst life's trials, we follow in Padre Pio's footsteps and draw closer to God. Padre Pio's life teaches us that suffering, when united with Christ's suffering, becomes a transformative force, leading us on a journey towards holiness. Through our willingness to endure suffering and offering it up as a prayer for the salvation of souls, we align ourselves with the divine purpose and find solace and joy in our connection to the Savior. So let us not shy away from pain, but rather let us embrace it as a means of uniting ourselves with Jesus. In doing so, we may find spiritual happiness and draw closer to our Lord, knowing that He walks with us in our darkest moments and turns our suffering into a pathway to grace. As Saint Teresa of Avila said, "Let nothing disturb you. Let nothing frighten you. All things are passing away. God never changes. Patience obtains all things. Whoever has God lacks nothing. God alone suffices." Thank you for listening. And don't forget our special offer for those who join our Protected Children of Padre Pio program during this month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus 2024 and give at least £10, usually £20, will receive a booklet of Padre Pio's favorite prayers. Just click the link in the description below. But hurry, because this offer ends in just 2 days.